This conference will now be recorded.
Thank you. We will call to order today the meeting of the Accessibility Advisory Council. Today is December the 5th of 2022, and it is 2 p.m. We will begin by calling roll to confirm our quorum. Council members, if you would answer by saying here. Joe Delvecchio.
Here.
Thank you. Sila Miller.
Here.
Thank you. Beth Meyer.
Here.
Paul Dixney.
Here.
Allison Klein. Dan DiAranzia.
Here.
And Arlene Liable Crow. We have five, so we do have a quorum at this time. Council members, if there are no suggested changes, would you please give us a motion and a second to approve the agenda as posted?
Joe, will you move to approve the agenda as posted?
Second by Joe.
Thank you. So we have Paul and Joe for the motion and the second. All those in favor of the agenda as posted, please vote by saying aye.
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 I'm Marlita Peters, and I'm going to help facilitate your meeting today. Would our other staff members please indicate your attendance on the line?
This is Chip Sellers.
Jim Hammers.
Marlita, I do see that Ms. Crow is listed on the go-to meeting list of participants. She might be muted.
Okay. Jim, if we can unmute her, please. There we go. Thank you so much. Thank you, Justin.
Tom Campbell's on the line, too.
Thank you, Tom. Do we have Sabrina on the line as well? Yes, I do see her name up there. All right, do we have any other guests on the line who would like to be recognized for the recording? Anyone representing the properties to be discussed today? Are you on the line and would like to be recognized for the recording?
Yes, this is Kevin Owen. I'm representing items 1 and 2, JA Architecture and DECA.
Oh, your last name for us, please, Kevin.
O-U-N.
Thank you. Do we have anyone else on the line? Okay. Moving ahead, we would next like to approve the previous minutes of October the 5th of 2022. Do we have a motion, please, Council?
I Paul Dixney move that we approve the minutes.
Second by
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor of the minutes as posted, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. Our first item of discussion today is JAA Architecture Incorporated waiver number 541. Mr. Sellers?
Hey, Marlita. We need to, there is an item on the agenda for the commission.
Yes, sir. Commission action of 2022 for the previous waivers. Mr. Badani, do you have that report?
Yes, just to let you know that the action of the commission was were consistent with your action from the last meeting. Thanks.
Thank you. Now for our first item, JAA Architecture Waiver 541. Mr. Sellers?
Yes, the issue is vertical accessibility at the first and second floor. The project type is historical preservation alteration, and the project progress is completed. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the first and second floors of a two-story historic house built in 1926 with 4,183 square feet. The historic house was converted to an office building. The first floor is occupied by several businesses, and the second floor will be an architectural office. In addition, a separate building on site that was previously a garage has been converted into an ADA accessible office space. consisted of a new tenant build-out and installation of new light fixtures and plumbing fixtures. The project estimated construction cost is $40,000. Currently, there is no vertical accessibility available to the first floor or between the first and second floors of the office building. The architect for the project stated that providing vertical accessibility inside of this home would significantly alter the historical fabric of the structure, and that an existing facade easement on the street facing sides of the building does not allow for new construction. In addition, there is no space to feasibly construct a ramp and is required landing on the non-street facing the side of the building. The applicant alleges the hardship is caused by a set of conditions, or a condition or set of conditions affecting the owner, which does not affect the owners in general. The applicant has provided documentation confirming the historical significance of the property. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of historical significance and technical feasibility.
Thank you. Mr. Owen, do you have any additional comments you'd like to make that were not covered in staff analysis?
No, I don't believe so. Thank you, Mr. Owen.
Thank you. Any further questions from the public or from the council? Hearing none, council members, back to you for a motion and or discussion or vote.
I pause.
This is Shyla Miller. I move that a waiver be granted as recommended by council.
I pause 50 seconds.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion by council members? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, please vote by saying aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Thank you. The motion stands. We're now on item number two, DECA waiver number 572. Mr. Sellers?
The issue is vertical accessibility of the rooftop bar. The project type is historical preservation alteration, and project progress is in plan review. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility of the rooftop bar of a vacant two-story building built in 1913 with 14,906 square feet. The historical building is being converted to an event venue with a rooftop bar. The project estimated construction cost is $3,035,000. The building currently has an existing historical elevator to access the basement and the second floor. The first floor is accessible via a platform lift. The architect for the project stated that the building's owners have made ADA improvements to the maximum extent feasible, and installation of an elevator to the rooftop will destroy the historical significance of the building due to the demolition of the existing floors, floor joists, and floor plan configuration. Location for a new elevator is limited, as the front and the rear of the buildings are street-facing and will need to be set back from the facade per the Secretary of the Interior Standards of Design for Rehabilitation. The applicant alleges that the hardship is caused by a condition or set of conditions affecting the owner, which does not affect the owners in general. The applicant has provided documentation confirming the historical significance of the property. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver from vertical accessibility on the grounds of the historical nature of the property and technical feasibility.
Thank you. Mr. Owen, do you have any further comments?
No, I don't believe so. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further questions or comments from the public? Any questions from the council? Hearing none, council, it's back to you to make a recommendation.
Okay. This here is Del Vecchio. I'm making a motion that the Florida State Building Commission grant the waiver on grounds of historical nature of the property and technical and feasibility.
Hold 50 seconds.
you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion, council members? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to grant based on historical nature and technical and feasibility, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion stands. We're now on item number 3, restoration of 407 East Palm, waiver number 597. Mr. Sellers?
The issue is vertical accessibility of the first floor, the project type, historical preservation alteration, project progress under construction. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility of the first floor of a historic two-story house being rezoned to mixed-use commercial residential with 3,453 square feet. The first floor will be family-owned business that does not take physical clients. The second-story portion is residential and will have individuals living and paying rent. The proposed alteration consists of electrical, plumbing, mechanical, drywall remodeling. The architect for the project stated due to the historic designation of the building, coupled with the proposed first floor use of as commercial business that does not deal with physical clients, installation of a wheelchair lift would generate a disproportionate cost for its proper implementation and continued safe operations, as it would require additional modifications to protect the lift from the elements, which would detract from the historical nature and character of the existing structure. The applicant alleges this hardship is caused by a condition or set of conditions affecting the owner, which does not affect the owners in general. The applicant has provided documentation confirming the historical significance of the property. Staff recommends granting the request for the waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of historical nature and property.
Thank you. So, members, do you have any clarifying questions? Do we have anyone on the line representing this property, actually? Anyone for restoration of 407 East Palm? Okay, hearing none. Council members, do you have any clarifying questions or anyone from the public?
This is Sila Miller. I do have a clarifying question, please. Do you know if there's access to the second floor?
Mr. Sellers?
Yeah, there's access via the staircase from the exterior of the building. The first floor and the second floor are not connected at all.
It's Sila again, but to get to the second floor, it would require going upstairs.
Yes, it's a residential rental property that will be on the second floor, which does not require vertical accessibility.
I'm sorry to belabor the point. One more question, please, and I may have missed this in the statutes or that type of thing. Why would that not require accessibility?
Mo, would you like to answer that?
Well, the accessibility code only applies to public accommodations and commercial applications and all that. It does apply to residential, but it's only in certain situations where the residential building is federally funded or gets funds from HUD or local funds. In this case, the residential part of this project is not subject to the Florida accessibility code, so the vertical accessibility requirements or level will not apply to the second floor.
Thank you.
Sure.
Any further questions or comments, council members? Hearing none, we would entertain a motion and a second.
It is Darlene. I make a wish. I move to accept the waiver based on historical significance.
Thank you.
Oh,
wait
a second.
I have a second by Mr. Bixney. Those in favor of the motion, please vote by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Aye.
Philo, you're opposing?
Yes, ma'am.
And Meyer?
All right. It's a vote of 4-2. And it passes. Next, we have 1771 Coral Way, waiver number 565.
The issue is vertical accessibility at the first floor. It's a project type is alteration to existing building or facility. Project progress is under construction. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the first floor of an existing 3,884 square foot office building built in 1947 with 3,884 square feet. The proposed alteration will consist of a fully ADA compliant interior build out, site work improvements, interior remodeling, and certain upgrades to the plumbing, mechanical, and electrical systems. The project cost is $242,839 for the alteration, with $54,891 going towards accessibility. According to the applicant, the City of Miami recently performed right-of-way improvements at the street and public sidewalk. The main entry approach between the door threshold and sidewalk has an aggregate difference in height of approximately 4 inches, which can consist of three changes in elevation. First change is elevation is approximately 1 inch without a bevel. The second change in elevation is approximately 2.5 inches in the form of a non-compliant slope. And the third change in elevation is approximately 3/4 inch at the threshold of the ramp. The architect for the project stated that the owner has made diligent investigation into several options for compliance. First consideration was to propose a ramp. This option was technically infeasible because the distance between the front door and public right-of-way is less than the minimum 44 inches required to accommodate an ADA-compliant approach. The other considerations were to install an ADA-compliant lift or elevator. However, these options were also considered technically infeasible for the same reason, and the fact that there is not enough distance to physically fit the required equipment. The applicant alleges the hardship is caused by condition or set of conditions affecting the owner, which does not affect the owners in general. Staff recommends granting the request for a waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of technical infeasibility.
Is there anyone representing this property on the line? Hearing none, does anyone from the public or the council have any clarifying questions?
This is Beth Meyer. I have a clarification. So because of a recent move by the local city or the county has created an access issue with this property and whatever because it widened the road. Is that so? Before this happened, it was going to be an accessible building, but now there's no access front of the building because of a improvement from the county? Is that what was just said?
I believe the building had been vacant for a while. But yes, basically due to the county or whatever making changes to the sidewalk and the street, it affected the distance they had, I guess, for the ramp going into the front door. Which it does have a ramp, it's not the code, of course.
That answer your questions, Beth?
Fortunately, I think it does, yes.
Okay. Are there any other questions from council members? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
This is Darlene. I move to accept the waiver of vertical acceptability based on technical feasibility.
Thank you. We have a second?
Oh, 60 seconds.
Any further questions by council members on this project? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to accept the waiver based on technical and feasibility, please vote by saying aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed?
Meyer.
The vote of 5-1, and the motion stands. We have any other business to bring before the council today?
Marlita, this is Justin Vogel, Commission Council. Going back to the restoration of 407 East Palm waiver, that was a 67% vote. I believe that the council needs to actually have 75% in favor in order to have that be an official recommendation. So I don't know if the council wants to attempt an alternate motion. I know if they're deadlocked, then I can just report what the vote was, and the commission can take it from there. But I just wanted to reflect for the record, I don't believe that that motion actually passed.
Thank you. Council members, would you like to try a new motion, or would you like for our legal counsel to make your recommendation based on the vote you've already taken?
This is Beth. I vote that he moves forward with the vote that was already taken.
All right, I'll report that four members voted in favor and two members voted opposed based on the grounds and the staff recommendation.
Thank you. Do we need to take a vote on that from the council, Justin?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Any other business to bring before the council at this time? Hearing none, the time is now 2:22. Ladies and gentlemen, we wish you a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Thank you so much for your time today, and have a good afternoon. This meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, guys.